But I don't really ever remember hearing that God loved me even when I was at my mother's belly. Yes, I sang Jesus loves me and all of that. But after I graduated from high school and went to college, I kind of dropped out of church. But I did have an amazing experience after a Campus Crusades for Christ. I don't know what they call it, meeting, convert, I don't know. But my church life was non-existent. I was sure that I had accepted Christ in my life, but I felt that I was capable of worshiping God, sitting in my dorm room just as easily as sitting in a church pew. And my husband, first husband, was, I guess he was an agnostic. I don't really know what he was. I think he believed there was a God, but he wasn't sure that God was really in control of anything. We never went to church, never even talked about it. But after I met Homer, then we started going to church and kind of sharing and growing a little bit. But it wasn't really, I guess when we were in Des Moines, we attended church pretty regularly after we found one we were comfortable in. But after our daughter Natanya was born, we started coming to church on a regular basis, and I just began little by little growing in my faith. And like I said, even though I was raised in the church, there was a lot that I didn't know. I wasn't an avid Bible reader, and still am not someone who just pores over Scripture. But I have been able to recognize God's working in my life, and we went to a Camino weekend, and my gosh, I saw how much God loves me. I saw Him working in so many different areas. And that just kind of sparked a fire, I guess, to know more, to grow closer, to experience that kind of incredible love, boundless love. That I'd not known before. It was kind of then and there that I really began to search my life and my heart to see just where God had been in everything, and I can't remember whether it was you who said this. If you didn't, you can claim it. You don't grow on the mountaintops. you grow in the valleys. After Camino, I was obviously on a mountaintop. And that was good for me because 3 days or 4 days after I came back from Camino, my mother died. So there again, God knew that I needed something to help me through. God's hand has been everywhere in my life.